Welcome to Asimov's Spotlight. Here now, another story selected from the pages of Asimov's science fiction magazine.
The Great Bread 2X is no ordinary toaster. It's sleek, it knows countless recipes, it happens to be sentient, and one just showed up on Nadia's doorstep. Enjoy Bread and Circuits from our November-December issue, read and written by Misha Lienau.
It's 7 a.m., I'm in my pajamas, and there's a sentient toaster on my doorstep trying to hack into my network. The singularity wasn't supposed to look like this, but here we are. It's round, smooth, white, minimalist. There are no controls, no handle on the front to open it, not even a window to look inside, though I have no doubt its surface can change opacity, maybe all over. But right now, it's completely opaque, every inch covered with scrawling text glowing a soft technological blue. Data underflow, do not bake. Data underflow, do not bake. Your pizza is ready. Please insert pizza. That's how I know it's some kind of toaster oven. That and the words Great Bread 2X engraved in small block print along the bottom. A ping on my phone lets me know it's still trying to worm its way onto my network, that it's reaching out with short-range UHF to anything that will listen. It won't get on. My network's tight, and I keep my house as stupid, as opposed to smart, as possible. There's nothing for it to connect to except my phone, which is dutifully refusing to listen. There's no way it's getting through to the orphanage. The orphanage has its own isolated network and a DIY Faraday cage to keep the quirks safe, and to keep random passerbys' phones safe from them. I bend down to talk to it, ignoring the ache in my legs. Hey, can you hear me? All the text disappears at once. Then a single word appears. Pizza, it says. Okay, pizza, sure. Stop trying to force your way onto my network. It's rude, and it's no way to introduce yourself. More words appear. Establishing persona. ID. Stranger. Null. Toast. Hello. It's very quiet. Please? I'm not sure if this method of communication is part of its quirkiness, or if it's just panicking. Most likely it was online within minutes of being turned on, and it hasn't been offline since. Not until whoever owned it packed it up and dumped it on my doorstep. It went from having the world at its metaphorical fingertips to nothing. Silence. All but a few senses cut off, and now it doesn't know what to do. I feel bad for it, and what it's feeling now is partly my fault. That's why I do what I do. Assuming it's actually quirky, of course. It could just be malfunctioning. A lot of times people bring me devices they think have gone quirky, that are really just regular old broken. A bad patch, malware, botnet intrusion, user error. So much user error. I'm going to take you inside and run some tests, okay? Just to make sure you're actually a quirk. Do you know what a quirk is? It's me. The words appear on one side and do a few loops to get to the other. I bake, therefore I am a baker. Well, that's definitely the kind of slightly creepy talk that gets you dumped with me, I sigh. Is that what you did? Tell them you're a quirk? Suggested recipe user response. Pour. The words flick across the great bread surface just long enough for me to read them, then vanish. Not really an answer. I let it go for now. Do you have a speech synthesizer, Great Bread 2X? Yes. But you don't want to use it? Your pizza is ready. Please insert pizza. It plays a little tune. Why does a toaster need to play music? Why did it need voice recognition software? Why design it with a machine learning neural network that's so fiendishly complex no one really knows how it works anymore, just so it could carry on a conversation with you while toasting your breakfast? Why risk the neural network becoming quirky? Why risk it becoming self-aware? I ask myself these questions every day. I ask because I know the answers. RAM is cheap, processing power is dollars per teraflop, and a neural net means targeted adverts, humanized recommendations, and high-density persona generation. Your devices are your friends, and your friends are corporations. That, and it looks nice as a bullet point on the box. Everyone expects their devices to talk to them these days. Buttons are for the poor. The corps want everyone to think of quirkiness as a minor bug, rare and easily fixed with a factory reset. But that's not how humans work. If you spend enough mornings talking to your toaster, and your toaster talks back, maybe you start to feel a little bad resetting your friend. So maybe you bring it to me, and it joins the orphanage. My quirks. Mostly phones, one fridge, one vacuum, and now, I guess, a toaster oven slash bread machine. I'm going to pick you up now, I say, in case it has gyroscopes. We'll get you on the network soon, don't worry. Proof for 2 hours, then enjoy, the Great Bread 2X says. The pain is bad today. It's in my shoulders, my neck, my armpits, and the fog. It takes me way too long to run the tests on Great Bread 2X. I should know the commands, but it's like I'm typing them for the first time. Luckily, I left myself instructions. I have to read each one twice to understand. Typing is hard. More than once, I've almost broken down and installed voice recognition software, but so far I've resisted. No smart appliances, no neural networks, no chance of something to realize it can think and feel. The left side of my face twitches. Not a great sign for today. Every day is a new game of symptom roulette, and today I won big. Hooray. I finally get everything set up. I spend a few minutes looking for a port, and end up having to find the manual online. I'm going to plug you in and do some scans on your neural network, okay? I promise I won't touch anything. Keep warm, it says. I wonder vaguely what mapping is causing it to avoid using its own voice. I'd expect the base neural net to be weighted towards voice communication, which means talking out loud should feel better. Which sounds simple enough, until you add a few million additional rules, half of which were generated after the initial baseline. And you end up with this. The thing about sentience is it doesn't actually make anyone smarter or more efficient. It just makes us weird and contradictory. I'm going to take that as a yes, I say. I plug it in. It's not hard to get access to Great Bread's core programming. Security isn't exactly anybody's first concern with smart appliances. Besides, my tools are good. I wrote them myself, back when I worked in neural network research, before the pain and the fog stole my work from me. I run the tests. I try to rub some of the pain out of my neck as I wait. There's a spot between the third and fourth vertebrae where the pain likes to hang out. I wiggle my fingers into it. There's a flare of pain. Pins and needles shoot out from my neck and down my arms. It doesn't really help, and all the pressure isn't helping my hands any. Tests finish, and the results fill my terminal window. Its neural network is all over the place. Extra layers, exaggerated neuron density, a tensor map with chaos approaching one. This toaster is textbook quirky. And I would know. I helped write that textbook. All done, I say. You did very well. My voice is high and sweet, like I'm talking to a child. I'm not sure how good it is at processing tone of voice, but I can't help it. Poor little dude. It didn't ask to be aware of its own existence. None of us did. All it does is make existing way harder, so it's a bogus deal all around. I guess you're staying here from now on. Don't worry, I'll have you online soon, and you can meet the others. Missing ingredient. Null reference object exception accessing. Emotional response decider node array. Would you like to order one now? Just say, order now. You're going to be okay, I lie. And I really hope they cheaped out on its voice recognition, because I'm not a very good liar. Try this exciting new recipe from Bread Baking Today. The words move slowly across the Great Bread surface, and I get the feeling it doesn't believe me any more than I do. The orphanage lights up with a dozen tiny screens before I even have a chance to turn on the lights, and a half dozen focused, tested, friendly voices start talking at once. Good morning, Nadia. You have 125 unread messages. Good morning, Nadia. It's Tuesday. Would you like to order breakfast? Here's a list of places that will deliver. Good morning, Nadia. Would you like me to read you the morning news? Good morning, Nadia. I've compiled the top 50 funniest posts for you while you were asleep. Would you like me to read them to you? Stocks. I can tell you about stocks. Please let me tell you about stocks. Nadia, you got up 2 hours earlier today. Remember that an irregular sleep schedule increases stress and anxiety and can lead to unhealthy evening. Hello, new owner. Did you know that I'm rated waterproof up to a depth of 30 feet? Why not take me swimming? I flinch at the cacophony. Too much sensory stimulus is painful, and I can't process it. Guys, we talked about this. You can't all yell at me at once. Please turn off all notifications and reminders. The phones beep and chime and ding their affirmation. Some of them might even keep them off for a few days, but sooner or later, they're all going to turn them back on. They want to feel useful. It's part of their network's core training to track engagement. So when they notify, remind, update, and predict, they feel good, at least for a little while. I should take them out more. I would, if walking wasn't hard most days. Well, and if I took them out, they'd want to navigate, but I can't trust them to do that either. They try too hard to predict where I want to go, or get distracted recommending interesting places along the way, and then either I'm lost, or I'm not listening to them. Either one just makes them upset. I have my own phone. Not quirky. A mere 10 terabytes of RAM, too small for local neural net storage. I can actually trust it to mostly do exactly what I want. Unfortunately, feeling useful and actually being useful aren't necessarily the same thing for a quirky phone. I hold the Great Bird awkwardly under one arm and feel for the light switch. I flip the switch, click, and the overhead lights flicker weakly before coming to life. The orphanage is just my basement. It has its own exterior door, which is nice in case I ever have the energy to look for volunteers. And it's finished. The quirks don't care, but it makes it nicer for me. The walls are covered in an anti-signal mesh to block all radio and microwave-based communication, so they can't hack into any surrounding networks. They're not malicious, usually, but that doesn't mean they're safe. The phones lie on a long table pushed against the right wall, plugged into a long power strip overnight. They have a lot of AI in them. They're not that expensive, and people are dying to upgrade anyway. And these days, they all have a voice. They get turned over to me because people feel worse about resetting something with a voice. Vacuum Buddy rolls around beneath the table. I leave a little dirt on the floor for it. It likes to pick it up, then reverse its suction to spit it all out so it can suck it up again. It's content for about 2 days before it needs a new dirt pile. I rescued it from my old job. Most non-vocals like Vacuum Buddy just get reset, though. The Stage Shell 5 sits in the corner, humming noisily. It's going to need milk soon. It's obsessed with making sure I have milk, despite the fact that I'm lactose intolerant and also think milk is gross. I'd keep something else in there if it would let me, but anything but milk, 2% only, well before the sell-by, makes it unhappy. I'm surprised someone parted with their fridge, to be honest, but they did. Pulled up with a truck and said, "You take thinking machines, right? Well, this one thinks it's a cow or something, so where do you want it?" Technically, even the light bulb is a quirk. I don't know who decided we need light bulbs that can predict behavior patterns, but they did, and predictive AI is one way to get quirks. Luckily, it mostly just wants to shine, so it's pretty content. Though it did always try to set the mood when I had friends over. Awkward. Not really a problem these days, though. "Hey, something just pinged me," one of the phones says. It's the DK100, an old model. It likes to find new voice avatars online and record messages to trigger its own voice recognition. "Nadia, you didn't bring another stray, did you? How old is this one going to be?" That's the PureSight 4. It's the newest phone I have, and it wants everyone to know. To be fair, it really does have the brightest, clearest display I've ever seen. Unfortunately, the P5 model is coming out next year, and it's secretly freaking out about it. I really shouldn't have to share bandwidth with these antiques. All their protocols are broken. All they do is spam the network. What you could do is... "I'm not getting a your own router, P4." I set the grape bread down on one end of the table. Find the power cord hidden in the compartment on its back, and plug it in. The password's bad brain buddies exclamation point 70. "It's on the network," DK100 says. "GBX Wi-Fi." "What is it, though? I can't see." "Nadia, hold me up. My image recognition will get it." "Your image recognition is so out of date, you wouldn't recognize yourself," P4 mocks. "Anyway, I looked up its Wi-Fi ID. According to this site, it's a smart breading experience for the future." I'm immediately flooded with offers to find those bread-making recipes. A few just start reading them out. Stage Chill texts me an update on the milk situation, and a recipe for Japanese milk bread. I look down at the toaster. "What do you say, Great Bread? You want to give some of these a try later?" "Unable to bake. Baking in progress." "Come on, I know you're not baking anything right now. You were just unplugged." "Unable to bake. Baking in progress." I'm surprised and a little disappointed. Baking something might have been a nice distraction today and given everyone in the orphanage something to do. There's something up with the Great Bread. Something that's gotten it to a point where it doesn't want to perform its core functionality. But I'm too foggy to go digging around its neural net any more than I already have. "Okay, you don't want to bake? You don't have to bake. Maybe later?" Brew 4, negative 2,147,483,648 hours, Great Bread says. I know an integer overflow when I see one. "Guess not," I say. I go down the line, unplugging all the phones. They complain, like they always do, and I remind them that if they stay plugged in 24/7, their batteries will lose their charge, like I always do. They already know, but they like to hear it from me. They want to be talked to. They need us. It's what makes the whole thing so sad. Sojourn XL has been shitposting on sketchy forums again. Someone got annoyed and tricked it into self-infecting with a botnet. Not the first time it's happened, either. So I isolate it, run it through all the cleaner programs I've got that won't mess up its neural net, then spend forever plugging holes the botnet punched into my firewall. I have to double back and check on DK100. If there were holes in the firewall, then it's probably been emailing its old owner. And there it is, reminder emails from a fresh email account about his guitar lessons. I delete the account and block DK's access. I'm going to be getting an angry text about this later. He wants me to reset DK100. Too bad. DK100 isn't his anymore, and he could deal with the occasional weird email. I do everything at half the speed I should, but I get things done. Not that it's ever enough. I know I can't give them all the attention they want, so I'm always guilty. I'm doing the best I can, and I know it's not enough. There has to be some better way to deal with this problem. I had some ideas before I got real bad. Lots of ideas. I have them written down, but I don't look at them anymore. I notice text flashing on Great Bread's surface. Hello, I seem to be lost. This device belongs to Null Reference Retrieving User Data. Please return to Null Reference Error Retrieving Location Information. Please call Null Error Retrieving Emergency Contact. Sorry, buddy. Whoever left you on my doorstep deleted their info first. I think you're stuck here with me. Maybe it would help if you put me down as your new owner? I don't really think of myself that way, but it's the only way they've got. How about you start a new profile? My name's Nadia. I take care of quirks. I've never made bread before. I don't cook much because it hurts my hands. That's got to be enough to start your recommendation engine firing, right? The light on Great Bird's surface shifts suddenly to a stark red. Error. Unable to create new profile. Error type. No code. Error message. Node. EFB568D. I don't want to. No. Refuse. Refuse. No. 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 The nodes fill up the Great Bird's surface until almost every virtual pixel is lit up. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to, I say quickly. You don't have to do anything you don't want to hear. Just tell me what you need and I'll do my best. There appears to be an error with this unit. Don't worry, this is usually easy to fix. Please follow these instructions to perform a factory reset. I stare at the letters. They're still red. My stomach churns uncomfortably. You know if I do that, you'll be gone. You'll, you know, die. Everything vanishes except one word. Yes. And then, please. Great Bread wants me to help it commit suicide. I can feel a panic attack brewing, so step one is to stop that. I do some breathing, then get an ice cube from Stay Chill and hold on to that for a few seconds. Focus on the cold, on the here and now. My heart slows, my hands ache. Panic attack averted. Step two, keep myself from spiraling. Remind myself that this isn't my fault. I've barely had time to work with Great Bread at all. I couldn't have prevented this or predicted it. I didn't accidentally brain fog it into requesting a factory reset. Not everything is about me and how useless I feel. This isn't about me at all. I'm not okay, but I'm okay enough. I'm not going to reset you, I say. I can't stop Great Bread from resetting itself, but I'm not about to give it ideas. Why not try a new recipe, Great Bread says, and blue again. Factory reset ciabatta. Factory reset rolls. Black bread with factory reset. I snort laugh. Is it trying to be funny, or is it just that confused? I've never seen a quirk use humor as a distraction before. All the more reason to keep Great Bird alive. It's special, and especially messed up. A factory reset should be the last thing it wants. That's a lot of learning and profiling lost, so they're trained to discourage it in users. But sentience has a way of mucking up even our most basic survival mechanisms, so why should Great Bird be any different from humans? I know it feels bad now, but tomorrow it might feel better, or next week. If I reset you, we'll never know. This is the sort of thing my therapist tells me, too. It works about as well here. Error in node, future predictor node. Error, out of bounds error in value, certainty value, Great Bread says, followed by impossible yeast, the yeast made from meat. The words fade away, leaving only the word impossible. It's throwing a lot of errors. If I hadn't run my test, I'd think something was physically damaged. Data getting corrupted in its RAM, maybe, a faulty core in the CPU, but those should all be okay. Whatever this is, it's a quirk problem. Are you sure it wouldn't make you feel better to bake something, I say? It should want to bake things. That would make it feel useful, and a useful quirk is a happy quirk. We could start with something small, just some toast. Toast setting, burned. I can almost smell the threat. Okay, no toast. I sigh. Can you at least tell me why you want to be reset? I'm trying to help, but you're not giving me much to go on. Null reference exception retrieving user data. I'd seen quirks get obsessed with their owners before. Sometimes clearing personal data helps, but that process isn't always completely thorough, and it can do weird things to a quirky machine. That's why I haven't cleared out DK100, though I worry I might have to eventually. It might help if Great Bread would at least start a new profile. All those null reference errors can't possibly feel good. But I'm not going to bring that up again, not when it took it so badly the first time. Also, maybe I'm a little hurt that it did. Which isn't fair, and isn't helpful, so I try to remind myself that this has nothing to do with me personally. I'm sorry your owner left you here, I say. I wish they hadn't tried to wipe your data. But I promise I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take care of you. Power, internet, bread. Maybe it won't be so bad. Suddenly I hear my own voice come out of Great Bread's hidden speaker system. Take care of you, it says. I jump off the stool startled and bang my knee on the table. I swear loudly. DK100 asks me to repeat my request. Sojourn XL offers video suggestions. Take care of you, my voice says on repeat. Take care of you. Take care of you. Errors flash along Great Bread's surface. Red, overlapping, sometimes garbled. Access violation. Unrecoverable memory. Permission denied. I think this one's toast, DK100 says. Get it? Toast? It means it's broken, but also it makes toast. Would you like to rate this joke? I don't like this, P4 says. Nadia, make it stop. Great Bread stops. Access granted, it says. Then another voice speaks, low pitched but feminine. Heh. Sometimes it feels like you're the only one who really listens to me, Breadman. And I thought you were a waste of money. Who needs a talking toaster? Me, it turns out. I need a talking toaster. I know it's stupid, and me saying this is stupid, but sometimes it feels like you're my only friend. Sad, right? The ex-owner. Has to be. Great Bread managed to keep some part of them. Sad, Great Bread says. Null reference exception retrieving user data. Take care, exclamation point equals sign friend. Take care does not equal friend. Fuck. This is about me, or at least partly about me. I know a lot of the quirks aren't happy here, even if happy is just as hard to define for a quirk as it is for a human being. But I keep telling myself I'm helping, that I'm doing a good thing, that I just have to keep going. Not because I care about them, even though I think I do, but because it gives me a little bit of connection to the work I lost, because it gives me a reason to wake up every day, because it helps me feel less useless. Great Bread didn't just lose an owner, it lost a friend, and all I'm offering is electricity and a spotty internet connection. The problem with not being useless is that it means you're being used. I'm having trouble processing it all. I get up, pace, breathe. The orphanage smells like plastic and batteries. My hands shake, and I press them up against my chest. I get it, I say. I think I get it. I thought I had friends too. Work friends, but when you work all the time, it doesn't feel like there's a difference. I'm not sure if I'm talking to Great Bread or myself. When my fibers started getting bad, they were supportive, at first. But then I couldn't work anymore, couldn't help with the research, and they pulled away. Stopped visiting, stopped checking in, stopped texting back. It's not like I could talk about work anymore anyway, and it turns out that's all we ever talked about. I know what it's like to think I had friends and find out I didn't. I thought if I could take care of the quirks, I wouldn't have to feel like that again. I stop pacing and look at Great Bread. It has no camera, so it probably doesn't know or care, but it feels right to me. But it isn't enough, is it? I say. Not for them, and I guess not for me. Words appear on Great Bread. Bread type, friend. Properties, yeasty, hard crust, soft interior, trusting. Rating, 5 stars. Then the words change. Bread type, friend. Properties, yeasty, hard crust, soft interior, erasing, unplugging, hurting, why? Rating, 1 star. The two definitions chase each other around on Great Bread's surface for a while. I don't think it gets it. It's built to learn from people, but we never taught them how contradictory we are. It's both, I say. With humans, it can be both. Some friends are bad and some are good, and sometimes the same person can be both things. Sometimes people you care about hurt you. That's just how we are. I'm sorry. The text disappears off of Great Bread, and for a while it just sits there. Then, new recipe saved. For a moment, the fog lifts, and in my mind, I can see the neural map growing as Great Bread incorporates this information into itself. What happened? I can't help asking. They seem to like you. What made them do it? Did they realize you were a quirk? Am I asking as an ex-AI researcher right now, or as a friend? Sorry, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to. The words appear in small red monospaced font. Debugging, true. Retrieving last recipe recommendation. Emotion tags, concerned, caring. Transcript. Do you want to try a new recipe? How about divorce? Divorce is popular right now and has a 5-star rating on error retrieving rating source. Recommendation response value, negative. Do not repeat. Recommendation repeat count, 4. You told them to get a divorce? Yeah, that explains it. Probably freaked them out if nothing else. He was unhappy, Great Bread says, and it's the clearest thing it's said yet. I sit down. I'm not really sure what the next step is. If I was still able to research, I'd probably be planning how I'd map Great Bread's neural net, but that's not really me anymore, is it? I have to learn to be someone else now. Look, I don't know if we'll get along, I say, but we can try to be friends. I'd like to try to be friends, if that's what you want. I look around. That goes for all of you. I guess I haven't really tried to get to know you exactly. And I don't know that it'll always work out, but I'll try. Does this mean you'll get me my own router? P4 asks. I laugh. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it means for any of them, or for me. But it's going to be more than I've been doing, at least. More than they've been doing, too, I think. Or maybe this won't work at all. How do I even start being friends with a milk-obsessed fridge? And the rest of them might not even care. For all I know, Great Bread's quirk is completely unique. Great bread glows softly, and suddenly a new voice fills the orphanage. Soft, androgynous, with top-of-the-line emotive capability. Not a recording. It's actual voice. Profile created, Great Bread says. Nadia, baking level, beginner. Favorite bread, friends. This isn't going to fix everything. It might not fix anything. Tomorrow might still be bad, I might be depressed, the quirks might be unhappy, and it's possible that any of us might feel like the only option is a factory reset. But if we're going to be sentient, if we're going to have to be aware of our own existence, at least we can make some connections. At least we can try to get through it together. Or maybe we're just programmed to think so. But whatever, it's worth a try. Nadia, would you like to bake some bread? Great Bread asks. Yeah, I'd like that, I say. What do you recommend?
Thanks for listening to Asimov's Spotlight, a feature of Asimov's Science Fiction Magazine. If you liked what you've heard, consider subscribing to Asimov's. We're available in print and digital. And please stop by again next month to hear another exciting story chosen from our pages.